are listening to Putnam Proud, a podcast about the Putnam County Charter School System in Edenton, Georgia. Our shows will highlight the school system, families, teachers, staff, and the community.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Steve here, and I got another exciting episode of the Putnam Proud podcast. And we got a crew with me today in this room. This is pretty awesome, and we're talking about work-based learning. Let me introduce you to the teachers, then we're going to introduce you to everybody else who's here, as well as we're joined by Mr. Eric Arena, who is the superintendent of Putnam County Charter School System. Let's introduce the coordinators, the work-based learning coordinators. We have Katie Foster, and we have John King. So if you would say hi to everybody, guys.
Hi, how are y'all today?
Hello, War Eagle family.
Awesome, thank you. So now you got some voices to go with those names. So, Mr. Arena, you say hi.
Hey, Steve, I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. So now I'm going to introduce you to the students that are with us that are part of the work-based learning program. And so let's start first with Caleb.
Hey, everybody.
Evan.
Hi.
Anna.
Hello.
Gracie.
Hey.
Brian.
Hello, everyone.
And Jordan.
Hey, everybody.
All right, so yes, we got a crowd here today, and so we're talking about work-based learning. So I think I understand a little bit about work-based learning. I understand that they have some, they're getting some real-world work, and they're getting paid for this. So let's start with Katie and John. Can you tell us a little bit about the program and what they do and how they get accepted into it and stuff like that?
Sure. So they first of all have to be on track for graduation, because graduation is the most important part of our high school experience. The second part is they have to have completed or be in completion in the process of completing a pathway. So it can be a CTAE pathway, academic, or fine arts. And so our goal is to, a lot of times they already have jobs, but our goal is to hopefully make work-based learning the culminating project or experience for them at the end of their pathway. So hopefully they're able to get experience in the area that their pathway is in.
So Steve, let's just for our listening audience, CTAE, we use acronyms in education, and sometimes we don't think about who might be listening to this, but CTAE is Career Tech Agricultural Education. And think about this, you know, some of you probably went to school with maybe a comprehensive high school, and you may have had shop, or you may have had carpentry, you may have had some things like that. So our high school has about 17 different pathways that our students can choose from things like drones. They can learn to become a commercial drone pilot. They could go into agriculture. They could do welding. They could do all kinds of different pathways. So when we're talking about CTAE or pathways, not only the academics that they're learning math and science and English and social studies, but also fine arts. But then there's also career development along the way, and that's sort of the concept of pathways. And you're going to hear a little bit more about different pathways that these students have opportunities to learn and to study. Some of them are probably involved with multiple pathways, and that'll be part of the journey that you're able to talk with them about over the next few minutes.
That is awesome. So this is cool stuff. Now, this is beyond the math and the science and English and anything else that they may take as a regular part of the curriculum. So help me out just a little bit. How do they choose? I mean, how do they go about being able to do? Do they come with you with an idea, or I mean, how do they get into this job?
It's really a little bit of everything. Some kids come in with they may have a background in a certain area. Maybe their parents are welders or carpenters themselves, so they have experience in that, and that's kind of what gets them into the pathways in the school system. And then we just kind of help develop that along the way, and just build relationships with people in the community to kind of extend that, their opportunities. But a lot of the kids come, you know, with their own ideas, and some we have to kind of direct in ways. We see their talents and their skills, and we may, you know, just may talk to them about, you know, would you be interested in doing maybe drones or healthcare? And we kind of guide them in a direction and you know, seeing their strengths. And a lot of the times that, you know, it sticks and they, you know, they enjoy the process and what they're learning.
And Steve, one thing to think about is that we often do a survey for students for their interests and aptitude. So part of along the journey, kids come into high school thinking that they want to do or be something. And then part of this survey is we help them to identify their interests and aptitude. You know, for instance, I want to be a doctor, but I can't stand science is probably not a good match unless their grit is going to get them through the fact that they don't like science. And that's possible from that standpoint. Or I want to be a forest ranger, but I want to work inside in the air conditioning. I don't want to go out into the forest. Well, that's probably not a very good match either. So part of what the instructors have to do is to take their interest and aptitude plus their experiences and then match it with the offerings that we have, and then they can pair it with the work-based learning opportunities as we move forward as well.
Absolutely.
And I think that the other piece is that it's not that I think when we were in school, or like Mr. Arena said, like a comprehensive high school, we think of, oh, they go straight to work and there's no training after that. And so hopefully we're giving them certifications that they can use in the real world, but that doesn't mean that it limits them in their career choices later on.
Well, that's awesome. One of the things, you know, we're going to hear from the students here in just a minute, which is cool, but I would think if one of the things is working for somebody, that's a little different than, you get up in the morning and you take the bus, or you get up in the morning and you ride your bike, or you get up in the morning and you walk, or whatever it is, and you get to school and you go to your class, and then you go to your next class or however that works. What about if you get up in the morning and you go and you got to report to a boss?
Yes, it's very different. And they're earning not only, you know, skills in that area, but also just basic work skills that help them, you know, be better community members for us, hopefully when they come back to Putnam to put into our community as a whole.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's several people in the community that have graduated from Putnam and are giving our students opportunities, which is an awesome way that they're giving back to the school system, and you know, we're just keeping it in the area, the Putnam area.
That's cool. I mean, I can think of a couple other things that skills that come out of this, like working on a project or something that's a time frame, or customer service type responsibility where you need to talk nice.
That's
you
know? Right.
Absolutely.
No matter how, you know, there's some things like you take a counter at a restaurant or something like this, and the person says, "Excuse me, I asked for more pickles," and you're a little upset, and so then they. Do you take the hamburger, you give it back to them, and they have like 1,500 pickles on it now? You know, it's like, yeah, that may not be good. I mean, it's, working with animals or you're working with people. I mean, I can imagine all kinds of different skills. Anything particular come to mind that's something kind of unique or something that someone might come back to learn?
I think the soft skills piece that you were just talking about is a great thing. You know, a lot of these students are very intelligent, and they can learn a lot of the hard skills, but the soft skills for some reason are a hurdle for a lot of kids, and this gives them an opportunity to get out in the real world, see those soft skills being used by other people, hopefully in a good way, right? And and use that for their own benefit.
And that's what the business has come to us with. When we go to regional meetings or state meetings, we'll have, you know, different business and industry partners there. And that's the one thing that they say: are they willing to show up on time? Are they willing to learn? Do they have these soft skills? If they have these soft skills, we can teach them what we want them to be able to do. And so that's what these guys are doing every day, is showing up to work on time and, you know, listening to their boss and learning. And that's very important.
Very cool. So, and one of the things that you just said, I got to go back to for a second. So there's a state and national or state meetings and stuff like this? Talk about that.
So we have rural development meetings And they're usually regional. And so we'll different people, you know, like work-based learning instructors, as well as our CTA director, our superintendents, they all attend these meetings, and we hear from different community partners in our region. And so what are the needed areas of work? What kind of, you know, skills do the kids need to be able to be in that industry to help grow our area and our state economically?
Cool. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, for community members that are listening to this talk, if they wanted to be involved in this to offer a chance for a young person to work with them, how do they go about doing that?
Well, they can contact the high school and ask for Ms. Foster or myself, and we'll be happy to lead them in the right direction and just build that relationship and, you know, send them the best students that we have to fill whatever need that they may have.
Very cool. This is neat stuff here. Now, I got to make sure I go here first before we get to the students. So some of them get paid too, right?
Almost all
that's
of them.
That's our goal.
Yeah, definitely. So they don't like working for free.
That's right.
Nice. So that's pretty cool. Go to school, get a little bit of money to do with what you're going to do with. So very nice. So there's another type of skill that they're going to learn there, which is you might have to do some of that check, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Money management, definitely. And part of, you know, as work-based learning coordinators, we do, it is kind of a class also because they complete assignments. And some of them are time management assignments where they fill out a time card, you know, and they keep track of all their time. And, you know, we make sure that they have that skill moving forward.
Some of the other assignments are preparing a portfolio for them. So making sure that they have a usable resume that they can, you know, when they turn it into us, we're giving them feedback and we want them to be able to turn around and use it the next day, as well as learn how to fill out job applications and cover letters and just general, as Mr. King said, soft skills.
Very cool. So, and I would think with the different types of work that you have them doing that they've chosen, that there's different styles of understanding about how you dress for that.
That's correct.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Some of the students here today, you know, some of them have uniforms that they wear depending on where they're working, or at least, you know, maybe even advertisements for who they work for. I know Caleb works in the air conditioning industry, and he's, you know, he's got their brand on, and other people work in different areas, you know, and some, you know, some definitely have to dress accordingly.
Very cool. So that's, you know, that's another aspect of that. I, you know, sometimes I think, you know, I'm someone in my role, I've interviewed people many times, and there's certain things that I always wish they had gone through something that told them a little bit about what to wear and what not to wear when you're interviewing for the first time. Those are cool skills to learn.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Very good stuff. All right, so let's start talking, getting the young people to talk here just a little bit.
Hey, I'm Caleb. I work for Wilson Bryant Air Conditioning. I do a lot of set and trim, service calls, maintenances, punch out works, and all of that applies to my pathways. I have a pathway in welding, and I'm finished with my pathway in carpentry, and both of those combined, they help me with heating and air.
So, Kayla, what grade are you in school?
12th grade.
So you're a senior. You're going to graduate
sir.
This year.
Yes, sir.
And how long have you been working with the HVAC company?
Last year.
So 2 years?
Yes, sir.
Any thoughts that you may continue after graduation, or you, what are your plans after you graduate high school? What are you thinking?
After I graduate, I'm going to probably stay with them for a little while.
Okay.
And probably get certified in HV.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work out, I'll just go to like a welding job.
So you'll graduate with credentials in welding as well. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, very good. And Mr. Nipper, what about you? What grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
All right. And where are you working?
Working at the Plaza Arts Center.
It's a little different than the HVAC system.
I'd say.
Okay. So what are some of the things you do at the Plaza Arts Center?
Day to day, it's like clerical work and ticket sales. But for events, I do AV and theater tech. and, you know, help the band set up or whoever's organizing an event.
So do you think that after high school you're going to work with the Plaza, or what are you going to do after high school?
I'll work there probably over the summer, but then I think I'm headed to college.
You think you're headed to college?
I'm headed to college.
Where are you headed, Mr. Nipper?
UGA, hopefully.
Hopefully?
UGA.
Okay. And what do you think you're going to major in?
Art is the plan now.
Okay. So creative, and what pathways have you gone through at the high school?
I've got a band pathway and an academic pathway. There may be a visual arts too, but I'm not sure.
Okay. So creative and arts and the Plaza. Interesting. Any desire to be a welder?
Can't say there is.
but you know the value of welding.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. It's interesting that, you know, we've got opportunities for kids from construction to welding to the arts and those kinds of things. So who's next? Who wants to come in and speak to us about your pathway? Excellent. Tell me what grade you're in.
I'm a senior, so I'll be graduating this year. I have completed the pathway in agriculture, and I work at Beth Sporting and Grooming with dogs and cats. So I've had a chance to experience a lot of different things there, from grooming dogs to cleaning up after them. All kinds of different things.
So you're going to own your own grooming company, or what are you going to do after high school?
No, sir, I don't think I will. I'm not exactly sure. I think I want to do something in, like, the vet field, but I really don't know.
Okay. And what would you say is the most important thing that working with animals has taught you?
Well, you never know if they're going to bite you, so you got to be careful. But patience is key.
Now, do you have pets?
I do.
What kind of pets do you have?
Oh, gosh. I have so many different pets. We have four dogs, and I have goats and chickens. I used to have bunnies. So I've had many different, you know, experiences with that.
And ag is your pathway?
Yes, sir.
Caleb, how many animals do you have?
I have seven dogs.
Seven, not six, not eight, but seven. Okay.
Yeah, I have seven dogs myself, and then my sisters have two other dogs, and then the one cat, and then we used to have chickens and goats.
How does one cat survive with nine dogs around?
I really couldn't tell you.
Mr. Nipper, you have any animals?
Just a dog and a cat now.
Just a dog and a cat now? What does that mean?
Well, we had two dogs.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. So, who's next? Tell us about your pathway and what you're doing.
I'm Brian. I'm a senior, and I've completed the construction pathway, and I did the language of Spanish, and I work at Lake Oconee Ace Hardware, and what I do there is I'm a loader. I'll be up at the front. I'll be a cashier some days. Some days I'll be at the paint counter, or I'll just help on the sales floor and just help people around, you know, if they need anything, you know, and go help them find it. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
So how long have you worked with Ace?
Since last April.
Okay. And your pathway, what did you say your pathway was? I'm sorry?
For the construction.
Construction pathway, okay. And what are you going to do after high school?
I might stay there and work there for a good bit. And then I'll see wherever life takes me.
And how many animals do you have?
Oh, we got a good bit, too.
Okay.
So we have three dogs. We have, I don't even know what it is. It's like a crossover between a bunny and a guinea pig. We have two turtles, two hermit crabs, a cat, and two sheep.
We'll come back to that crossover between something and a guinea pig in a little bit. All right. What about you, sir?
My name is Jordan. I'm a senior this year, and my pathway I completed is in construction. Right now I'm doing my own little thing, which is car detailing, and I think that work-based learning gives students an opportunity to get out there and do their get experience with the real world.
So you own your own business?
Kinda.
How old are you?
17.
17 and own your own business. That's pretty nice. You staying busy?
Yes, sir. I have, on average, 3 to 4 vehicles a week.
You got a business card? We'll talk afterwards. That's fine. Okay, and so construction pathway.
Yes, sir.
And you're doing detailing. Now, you had done some other stuff too, though, right?
Yes.
What else have you done?
I've worked for Window Wizards, which was pressure washing and window cleaning, and I've worked at a wood yard, and we handled lumber and dealt with customers and all that kind of stuff.
Well, very good. And what do you think you're going to do after graduation?
Right now, the plan is just to kind of do my own thing until I graduate and then go into trade school to be a lineman for Georgia Power.
Okay. A lineman, and then you may keep your side businesses or businesses on the side and do a lineman and have some other businesses potentially?
Yes, sir. It just kind of depends on how it works out.
I understand. And you got any animals?
I have one.
You got
dog
a guinea pig or something?
I don't think I have that.
Okay. What kind of, you have one dog?
One dog and one cat.
One dog and one cat. So that just leaves you, young lady. Tell us what you're doing.
Hello, my name is Anna, and I work at Chipotle, and I finished the Spanish pathway. And right now I'm kind of doing basically like half the stuff there. I'm working with online orders, customers that come in, take their orders, cashier, basically anything.
And how long have you been with Chipotle?
Started last year.
Okay.
Around November.
Okay. And what are you going to do? Are you a senior? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What are you going to do after graduation?
I'm planning to work. This past summer, I started working at this electrical company, so I'm planning to go back there over the summer and then go to college.
Okay. And how about animals? Do you have any animals? And I don't know why we got on this topic of animals, but here we go. We're going to finish this story.
I actually don't, but my sisters have, like, a pet turtle. That's about it.
No animal. I think you're the only one at the table that doesn't have an animal. Steve, what about you? Do you have any animals?
I have fish.
Fish. Okay. You ever seen a cross between a guinea pig and a
bunny?
A bunny?
I'm pretty sure I have not. That's very good. Yes. This is cool. We have all this cool stuff going on. So how do you do this? Does this happen after school? Do you get to leave during the day? I mean, someone chime in here and tell us how's your day work?
Yeah. So I only have one class in the morning and then I leave. So I have welding. Shocker. And I have that for first block, and then I leave and I go to work. And it really allows you to balance, like, your work and school life along with sports because I play soccer. So it really just takes the stress off your day, you know, gives you that time to do everything you need to do.
Cool. Who else? Come on.
I work in the afternoons because I have 3 blocks in the day. So after third block, I leave to go to work, and it really helps because you don't have to stay and, like, fill out some stuff or something like that.
I got you. Very cool. Someone talk about wait a second. So Jordan, how about detailing? When do you do that?
Normally I do. If I have a vehicle to detail, I do it in the morning times before school because I don't have a first or second block. And normally people bring their vehicles to my house, but if I have to go over there, I charge them extra. And then if I don't finish it, then I normally finish it the next day.
Very cool. Very cool. So that's cool. You're before the day started. Oh, my gosh. So how about anybody else want to say something? Evan, are you at, when you're doing the theater setup and all that sort of stuff, is that all on weekends, at night?
Yeah, so the setup is normally on weekends before the event or, you know, during and after setting up and breaking down. But day to day, I have one block, so I leave around 9, 8:30, then I go straight to work until 5. So day to day, it's
cool. Anna, what about what's going on with your day? Because you're at Chipotle, and what else?
How's that working? I have my second and third vlog, and then first vlog and fourth. First vlog, I don't have a class, so I get to sleep in a little, and then go to my second vlog, and then after third vlog, I leave, and I help my mom as well, like picking up my sisters, and then dropping them off at home, and then going off to work.
Cool. Brian, how's your day work?
So I have two classes. I have a first and a second block. So I come to school in the morning, then I leave school around 11. Then I go home, I'll eat lunch with my dad, and then I'll head on to work.
Nice. All right, so, you know, one of the things I got that you all make me think about is that, like, and then Caleb brought this up just a minute ago. How does that kind of do for you to be able to leave the campus or do your work and then come to campus? But you have a whole it's a lot different than you come to campus, you go to class, and then the bell rings, you go to the next class, and then the bell rings, you go to the next. I mean, what's that like when you go, I got two classes, I'm getting ready to leave, or I got to do these cars first, and then I'm coming to class, and then I'm going home again. Talk about the difference in your schedule. What's that do for you as a senior here?
I guess for me, like, it really clears up a lot of time for, like, extra classes. Like, I'm doing 3 dual enrollment classes on top of work and college applications. So I have a lot more time. I'm not at school for, you know, 8 hours a day. I can go home when I'm not working or at work sometimes.
Nice. Anybody else?
I agree with Evan as well. And like what Gracie said, it's really just like you don't have so much stress as you did like before, like as a junior, like having 4 class period going in each one. Now it's like you're really just focusing on like them soft skills, making schedules, really just like, I guess, having like organizing your life. Like, okay, I'm going to do this and that. At this time, I'm going to go to class or fill out college applications and go to work, stuff like that.
Nice. Jordan, I got to ask this because you got your own job going here. You got your own business. So what's something that you've learned by having to do that? Because you have to go out and recruit people and try and find people to do. I mean, talk about how that works, what you've learned from it.
Something I've learned from it is word of mouth. If you do somebody's vehicle and you do a very good job at it, then whenever somebody comes by and they look at it and see that it's like very clean and was done in a very good way, then they're going to ask those people, like, who cleaned your vehicle, and then they're going to give them my information, and then they're going to contact me, and we'll set up an appointment and schedule them for a car detailing appointment.
That's awesome. That's really cool. So, what's something you guys have learned from what you do? Something that you may not have learned by sitting in a classroom. Tell me, chime in here. What do we got? All right, now, I know at least one of you talked about welding, and you have a welding class and stuff like this, and you actually might use it on that job. Not that I'm putting somebody on the spot here.
So what I've learned from school and work is that I've learned brazing and welding, and you actually have to braze the copper at the units, so the refrigerant or something, like run through it, or it's crazy, it's weird. All the math for the carpentry classes and stuff really helped with the stuff for heating and air.
Very cool. You can't eventually own a house and then not ever have to deal with an HVAC company. And one of the things I'll never forget is that I think a young man, he was a nice young man, but I think he might have failed math at one time. Because the pipe didn't go far enough, and he tried to force it to happen, and that just made everything go, he had to be saved by another guy. come on, who else? What else has somebody learned? I mean, talk about, Brian, you're at Ace there. What's something you picked up on?
So I've learned a couple things. Like, I haven't always really been the type to, like, go out and like talk to other people. So kind of like that kind of helped me get out of my comfort zone and like walk up to the customers and, you know, ask them if they need anything. And like I'm not the best at math, but I've gotten a bit better with it, like working up at the cashiers at the front. I know how to count money faster, like with the coins and stuff, so I don't take as long. Or like when they do inventory, you know, you go down, keep track of all the numbers of how much there is of something. So yeah, I've learned a good bit there.
Cool. I don't know if your job has this. Does your job have a forklift or anything like that? You ever get a chance to drive that? Something like that?
But not till I'm 18.
Ah, okay. Who else? What's something you picked up on here?
I guess in a similar way. Like, I have to deal with people a lot more than I normally do. I don't really, you know, I have to, it's always older people too, usually, ordering tickets. So I kind of have to be well-versed in, I guess, being polite. I'm not really used to.
Nice.
Mr. Nipper, you're not used to being nice.
Well, I just mean, you know, overly enthusiastic, I guess.
Understood. We have to put our work face on and our work voice as opposed to our friend voice or friend face. I get what you're saying. Well, let me ask you this question, and you can be thinking about it. Anybody else can be thinking about it to answer Steve's question, but all of you are seniors, so if you could tell yourself one thing, go back to your freshman year, you could go back and tell your freshman self something, what would you tell your freshman self? One piece of advice, or it could be a friend or a sibling, what piece of advice would you give your freshman self? Go.
Choose your friends wisely, because if you get in with the wrong group of people, they'll bring you down.
Choose your friends wisely. That is a wonderful, wonderful piece of advice. Who else?
Really just be yourself. Don't try to be a copy of someone else. We're all different in our own ways, so it's okay to be different.
That is a wonderful piece of advice. Choose your friends wisely. And learn to be yourself. Now, gentlemen, the two ladies at the table came to the microphone first. That just leaves the other four of you to give some kind of advice to yourself. And I know most of you needed some advice as freshmen. What would it be?
Don't do online school.
Don't do online school. Why would you say that?
Because it really made me, I was slacking a lot during online school because it didn't feel like it was so different from like having a teacher in front of you, you know, actually keeping you on track than just being at home, you know, like early classes. Sometimes I would go to sleep while the teacher was talking. Like, I think I fell asleep on Mr. King like twice.
What? Impossible.
So Mr. King was teaching construction virtually. So, like, did he send you a hammer and some nails in the mail and you had to do it, or how was that working?
We had a, I think it was, we had to draw a house, right? I think it was.
Yeah, we were doing drafting. Yeah, drafting. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and that's pretty good advice. We've kind of learned that virtual learning isn't necessarily for everybody. And maybe as a freshman versus a senior, maybe you're different too, and maybe, you know, if you had some classes now, you might, you know, think about it differently. But great advice. What else, gentlemen?
Always turn your work on in time, because it will catch up to you coming into your senior year.
Do your work, do it on time, turn it in, do your best. Pretty good advice.
I have another one.
All right, let's hear it.
Your work ethic matters.
Your work ethic matters. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, like how hard you work, that matters, because it shows others what you're capable of.
As a freshman, can I assume that your work ethic might not have been the same as what it is as a senior?
No, it's changed a lot.
For the better, I hope?
Yeah, for the better.
Okay. So work hard from the very beginning.
Yes.
That's good advice. Mr. Nipper, what are you going to tell your ninth grade self?
I would just say just to kind of relax a little bit, because, I mean, you choose how you react to a lot of stuff, and it doesn't pay to be high-strung all the time.
Mr. Nipper, are you high-strung?
Not anymore.
Not anymore, but as a ninth grader, you were?
I think I was, okay. Just a little.
So we have both ends of the spectrum. You're saying don't be as high-strung, and at this end of the table, that he's saying be a little more high-strung. Okay. Well, very good. That leaves you.
Something I would have told myself was as a ninth and tenth grader, is to go ahead and get most of your academic classes done. That way, when you're in 11th and 12th grade, you have a more open schedule. That way, you know, you can have more classes with work-based learning or something like that.
Very good. So go ahead and front load, but you got to be mature, and you got to have a strong work ethic, because if you front load it and you don't have a strong work ethic, you might set yourself up for some hard knocks, huh?
Right.
Well, good. Okay. All right.
So I got to ask this question of the adults before we go any further. So what's something that you guys have learned from working with the students, not necessarily who's sitting here at the table? That way you all are freed from any issues there. What's something you guys have learned about working with the students in the work-based learning program?
I think that, as adults, a lot of times, and especially when you're not working with them all the time, our employers are always surprised that a lot of times our students are some of their best workers. And very rarely do we go to a workplace and they say, this kid didn't work out. You know, most of the time they're trying to figure out ways to be able to keep them. And so for me, we have awesome young people who are wonderful assets to our community and are going to be amazing citizens for us in the future.
Absolutely. I'd like to reiterate what Ms. Foster was saying. We part of our job as coordinators is to go out and check on these kids, check on their employers, get feedback on how they, work with each other. And, I'm very impressed with the feedback that we've been getting. It's great to see these kids get out and thrive in the community and do things that they love, and just watching their futures unfold. It's awesome. Putnam has tons of great students, and I'm excited to be able to work with them on this level. You know, it's cool to be in a classroom. Fortunately, I've been in the classroom as well, and now I get to see them after they leave the classroom and they start getting into the real world, and it's just it's so impressive and makes me so proud to be part of this program, and mostly because of what the kids bring to it. And, that's really what I'm kind of learning. I always knew we had good kids, but it just never ceases to amaze me when I go to a job and I went to Ace Hardware and they were just bragging on Brian on how well he works, and went to Chipotle and they're bragging on you, and each one of these kids, I've gone to their jobs and their employers just keep raving about them, and if we can send them more, usually, yes. But it's, that's what I've really learned in this whole process.
That's awesome. That makes me think of one of the things you just said. How do you recruit students for this? Do they come also, like one of the things Jordan was talking about, word of mouth?
So a little bit of both. If we see potential in a kid and we know that they have a career path and we have an opportunity for them, then we're reaching out to them. But also, a lot of these guys, they want to be in that work world and they want to be doing something different with those skills. I think one of the other things is, when we're out there with community members and they're talking about all these skills that these guys have that they've learned in our classrooms with our amazing teachers, it really, just brings home the fact that our goal is to grow them as a whole. And so we're able to do that not only in the school building, but also in the community.
Very cool. So, all right. So for all the seniors we got sitting here, I'd like each of you to say something that if you were to try and recruit somebody and tell them, you really need to think about being in this program, what would you say? What would you say to somebody who asked you, why would I want to be in it? What would you say to them? All right, who wants to start?
It would benefit you a lot.
What do you mean it would benefit them a lot? What being in the work-based program would benefit them in what way?
You get money.
Okay. You can get credit for school and earn money at the same time.
Yeah.
Not a bad selling point for high school kids. All right. What else?
You can leave school a little earlier than everybody else.
You can either come into school late or leave school early and you don't get in trouble.
Yes, sir.
That's a pretty good selling point, I think.
Maybe, kind of like I said earlier, it just helps you balance school, work, sports, like everything. You can just fit it all in that day and still have time later in the afternoon to do your college work if you take online classes.
So helping you with time management ultimately helps you as an adult. But to think about it, that in your example, you come to school, you also then go to work, you're also involved in a team sport, and then you have online college classes at the end that you're also managing all of that while you're a senior in high school.
Yes, sir.
It's a pretty good selling point. How about owning your own business? What would you tell them about owning your own business? Is it worth it?
The hardest part about it is when you're first trying to start off is trying to get some business, but you normally have to start off with people that like know and trust you in order for you to do that. And when you're in the work-based learning program, then whenever you have somebody, you just set up an appointment for somebody that's free for you whenever you're outside of school. And then if you get plenty of people rolling in and everything, it's definitely worth it.
Because you don't get a paycheck if you don't work, right?
Right.
You got to be turning those cars over in order to... Now, we don't have to sell anything at Ace, and he's going to get a paycheck, isn't he?
Right.
You're not getting a paycheck if you're not detailing any cars, are you?
No, sir.
But you would recommend owning your own business?
Yes, sir.
I got you.
I would say it really does give you, like, taste of the real world. You really see how people are and how, like, the company works as well.
Okay. So work-based learning gives you a real example of adult life while you're still a student.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's some good advice.
I just think the freedom you get with it is kind of invaluable because, I mean, I don't know, just, yeah, you're working, but you still have more time outside of school too. So sort of like the time management aspect, balancing all that for yourself too, for whatever you want to do in your own time, it's really valuable.
Great, great lessons, great sales pitches to your colleagues. How many students are involved in work-based learning?
Right now, we're just right at about 100 right now, isn't it? Yeah, we got about 100 all employed, and not many are working at the same place. So they're spread out, there's 100 different jobs, and there's more people needing students to work for them. So the opportunity's out there.
And we always have more students in the spring than we do the fall because they're finishing up academics, especially their senior year. So usually we add somewhere between, 30 to 50 in the spring that are able to do that. And, we've already had them apply, and they're ready to go for the spring us.
So could juniors be part of this program, or is it just a senior-based program?
Juniors can be a part of it, yes. So we just, we have prerequisites where we're making sure that they're on track, completing pathways, have their academics taken care of. But we do have juniors currently, in the work-based learning program. Absolutely.
And so if I'm listening and I'm a student, what would I need to do to be part of this program?
So come see us in room 111.
That's right.
And we, you know, we have a QR code where you can go ahead and apply. And then we'll go through transcripts and talk to you about, you know, your job and all of those things, and get you approved through the counseling office, not just us. The counselors also approve that. And then, you know, we give you your work papers, and you take that to your employer. Or if you need a job, then we're happy to help you find one, because like Mr. King said, we have a ton of, you know, employers who are constantly asking us, you know, do you have more students? Or we'll have people contact us for specific positions that maybe at that moment, you know, we may or may not have someone to fill that position.
So would you say that culinary or the service industry is your largest employer in this community, or how, what would you describe as might be your largest employer that our students are involved in?
So we really have them across the board, which to me I think is a good thing, because it's small businesses. We have about 4 entrepreneurs, you know, and so, but some of our, you know, larger partners are Reynolds, as well as, you know, like Rock Eagle, because they're right across the street and our kids enjoy working for them. Both of those places also can lead them into a career. There are places, you know, they may start out in a restaurant, and maybe after they're graduating, they're moving into the tech department or moving into a different area. You know, Rock Eagle falls under the University System of Georgia, and so there are lots and lots of opportunities for them there as well. And they're all willing to work with them. They want to go to college.
We're always looking for a new industry, you know, that's in the community or, you know, nearby communities. You know, a lot of people in the industry don't know about this work-based learning program. So that's what's so great about this podcast, is getting the word out to people. But we're always open to a new industry, and we have very talented kids that are, you know, really wanting to get out there and do a good job for people. And so if anybody listening has opportunities, please come check us out.
So I'm going to do a different type of commercial. What I'd like to do is, if a colleague from another school system was talking to you, why would you encourage them to have their school system have a work-based learning program?
You cannot beat the experience that these kids are getting. They're learning skills to help, like Brian said, build your work ethic. You know, you don't always have to be the smartest if you're willing to work and learn. And so it provides opportunities for kids who, you know, like some of these guys have academic pathways as well as career tech pathways. And so it provides them multiple opportunities. You know, Gracie has welding and agriculture. So she has certifications that will follow her outside of high school. And I think we're not just putting them into the real world, if you will, with no skills and, you know, no toolbox. And so it allows them to have multiple facets of tools available to them.
Absolutely. I agree with Ms. Foster. Just gives them real-world experience, gives them ability to see what's outside the you know, outside the walls of a schoolhouse, you know, or maybe just their immediate family, to get experience out there, making money, making decisions, making life decisions, being able to schedule, being able to, you know, manage their time, and pursue, you know, give them the confidence to pursue whatever it is that they want to do. You know, if they've been in, you know, they've been in school since kindergarten all the way through high school, and they're, you know, not many do have jobs or that experience. And the earlier we can get them involved in the real world, you know, it just gives them a head start on being successful.
Sometimes we're their first job experience. And so sometimes that, you know, that it may be successful, but it may not, but they're still learning something from that. And so we're able to help work with them to, you know, our goal as a whole is to make it a positive learning experience.
Absolutely.
Awesome. This has been an awesome discussion. Appreciate all the thoughts and about everybody sharing. Mr. Reno, you want to close us out?
I do. I want to tell each and every one of you, thank you for taking time out of your day, because it sounds like you didn't have to miss an academic class. It sounds like you had to miss some of your personal time. So thank you for coming and being part of this podcast. Each of you, I can tell, I know each of you, and listening to you, you are wonderful examples of productive citizens, and I truly appreciate each one of you. I look forward to graduation here in May coming up, and turning your tassel, and then I look forward to the next decade of watching each of you grow and develop into the path that you've got selected. But see, I think the you know, we hear a lot of community and a lot of politicians talk about the future. When you look at just a small sampling of these six kids from Putnam County, we ought to be pretty proud of the product that's coming out, the opportunity that these students have, and they're taking advantage of it, learning real-world skills. They're taking and learning time management, money management. They're learning customer service. They're learning that the best advertisement is word of mouth. These are the examples. These are the things that we want our students to be productive citizens, and we're pretty proud. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for listening to Putnam Proud. Do you know someone who hasn't listened to Putnam Proud yet? It would be awesome if you shared this show with a friend, colleague, community member, family, everyone you know. The Putnam Proud podcast is created for educational purposes. All opinions are those of guest and host. Thanks for listening.